Track 10. And now we come to the last of our news stories. More than just an old man's club. Newton Abbott's branch of the Royal British Legion was on a recruitment drive last weekend. The RBL event held at Stobart School on Saturday was part of a recruiting initiative aimed at enticing more youngsters from Newton Abbott and surrounding area into joining the charity's youth section. Saturday's event was a first for us and it went brilliantly, said Debbie Tovey, community liaison for Newton Abbott's RBL. People tend to see us as an old man's club, open only to veterans or people who are serving, but it's not. We would like young people to help out, for example, with community events if we have an awareness day. The day featured displays from a junior field gun team, police dog handlers, a drone unit, as well as demonstrations from the school combined cadet force, who recently became affiliated to the Newton Abbott RBL branch. Bob Goodman, Devon County Council's youth officer for the charity, added that young people are also strategically important. The RBL has been going for over 100 years, and none of us, unfortunately, is getting any younger. We are hoping this event will encourage youngsters and other schools to participate in what the RBL youth are trying to do. They turn out at Remembrance Day, and they all look fantastic, but we do need them to work with us throughout the year. And there are lots of photographs from Stobart School, lots of children, you know, doing quite exciting things, and the Royal British Legion lowering the flags.
Police sniffing out dog walkers. Devon and Cornwall Police are searching for people to help bring up the next generation of police dogs as they welcome new canines to the force over the next few months. A spokesperson for the police said, "Puppy walkers are a vital part of our police dog training programme. They help expose the puppies to as many day-to-day situations and environments as possible. They do this for a period of 12 months until they go to their new police officer handlers. Potential puppy walkers should ideally have experience looking after a large, boisterous dog. They'll need to look after the dog 24/7, as the pups shouldn't be left alone for over 2 hours. There'll be a requirement to attend fortnightly training and development sessions, usually run from Exeter or Plymouth. It's also necessary to have a car and a fully enclosed garden. If you're up for the challenge, please email the police's canine development officer, Paul Glennon."
Still searching for their forever homes. An animal shelter has been inundated with unwanted pets and is struggling to cope. After speaking to Ruanna Rowan, communication coordinator and fundraiser at Hipplepen's Animals in Distress, for just a few minutes, the extent of the problem is quickly evident. The cost of living, inaccurate information and lockdown consequences have been the perfect ingredients in an unprecedented influx of homeless animals. For many shelters, the pressure to rehome them and spread awareness surrounding these problems is at an all-time high. Ruanna said, "We have never known so many phone calls saying I need to hand over my dog or cat or rabbit before. It's heartbreaking." Otis, a Labrador cross, has now been at the Animals in Distress Centre for more than 2 years. After extensive behavioural therapy and training, Otis has become a beautiful, well-tempered dog. However, he is still waiting for the perfect family after being brought back twice. Otis is just one of the many animals waiting. There are currently 20 dogs, 44 cats, 29 rabbits and 11 guinea pigs at the Newton Abbott branch, numbers which are continuously being added to. Coco, a cat at the shelter, came in after her owner had just 57 pence left in her bank account and could no longer afford to care for her. Due to the cost of living crisis, some issues are unavoidable, such as changing accommodation, new landlord rules, and increasing vet bills. So these inevitabilities are factors that should be considered when adopting a pet. Before you get any pet, research it thoroughly so you know what you're taking on. If the pet is for a child, be aware that children lose interest quickly. But make sure to educate a child on the responsibility and commitment involved in being a pet owner. Committing to caring for an animal is a valuable life experience, as well as necessary. We've had many people buying bigger breeds and 8 months later returning them saying they're too big and they can't handle them. It's important to understand the cost of an animal, having insurance and understanding the responsibility. Before someone adopts a pet, they should make sure that they have the time, money and experience needed to give both owner and animal the best possible life. There is a way to do it right, and an adopting an animal can and should be a beautiful thing. Russell and Vicky Popple adopted 4 cats from animals in distress. Adopting from a rescue centre is good for the soul. We have 4 beautiful cats and we love them all. Each addition to our home and family has brought something new. To be able to provide a home for those animals that are slightly outside the norm is wonderful. To be able to watch them grow and overcome their individual challenges and to help them to live regular cats' lives, just to be cats, is joyous. Once you've been to the rescue centre and met the animals, the decision will not be whether to have one, the decision will be which one, or 2, or 4 like us. Rowanna added, "We are doing our very best to care for as many animals as possible in these extremely challenging times." And the article is surrounded by a set of lovely photos of cats and dogs and guinea pigs and rabbits from the shelter.
Successful year for Newton Abbott YFC. Newton Abbott Young Farmers Club have recently celebrated new incoming officers into the committee as the 22-23 YFC year comes to an end. The club have had a hugely successful year, ending on a high, and now they commence what is hoped to be another fun-filled and productive year. On Tuesday, September the 12th, members attended their final event, which was Widdicombe Fair. A stall for the club was set up to show potential new members what the YFC is really about, and a bottle tombola competition was also held. On Tuesday, September the 19th, the annual general meeting was held at Liberton Village Hall. Members attended to say goodbye to last year's officers and vote in this year's. Members voted in Olivia Ritalik as chairman and Charlotte Gale as secretary. Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton received £2,000 raised from big breakfast, tractor runs and pig racing, to mention a few. Alongside this, the club also held their 90th year anniversary ball, so lots of profits supported members to celebrate 90 years with previous members this year. However, still a worthy donation made to charity. And that concludes the news for this week.